This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Yahoo, of which much has been said lately, not much of it promising, is actively engaged in trying to sell itself off, as you know. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. The company is also looking to divest a portfolio of more than 3,000 patents and patents pending. The company calls it, and this is a quote, a unique opportunity to acquire some of the most pioneering and foundational patents related to web search and advertising. The Wall Street Journal says Yahoo hopes to get more than $1 billion for them, including its original search technology dating back to 1996. 3,000 patents might seem like a whole lot of patents to let loose, but oh, what a business they are. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that one.
In recent years, it's becoming increasingly common for companies like Yahoo to unload a big trove of patents. That's according to Doug Lichtman, a law professor at the University of California, Los Angeles.
Companies that are having trouble maybe in their core business, but really did something, really did pioneer something new and important, these companies realize, hey, I can sell my patents and at least get paid for what I achieved.
And it's not uncommon for firms to be sitting on a lot of patents they're not getting a return on. So says patent attorney Mullen Shaw at Envision IP. Shaw says there are a lot of potential patent buyers. He says in past sales, Yahoo has sold patents to companies that could benefit from the technology.
Companies like Snapchat, LinkedIn, who may not have their own patent portfolios or may not have patents dating back as far as Yahoo's.
He says firms might also buy patents defensively, like Google's acquisition of Motorola a few years ago, which included mobile patents.
In the event that, say, Google was sued by Apple, Google would then have a large trove of patents that they could use to countersue Apple with.
And then there are trolls, companies that buy patents to license them or sue other companies for infringing on them. In terms of the resale value of patents, Harvard University innovation expert Josh Lerner says that can be really hard to determine.
The challenge of valuing patents is that it's almost like valuing works of art.
He says for every Van Gogh, there are a lot more mundane items on the auction block. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.